Croissant a meia,
Mike,
tô...
check. 1, 2, 1, 2, check. 1, 2.
Nothing. Don't the dairy won't be quick. The shumashlum.
Welcome to the Stream of Random
Yo,
podcast.
Kur duhet me kry?
Where all things are random.
Kry.
Kry. Kry. Okay, dude, we're live.
My pop said, finish everything. Pop, 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 pop,
pop, pop. I gotta lock the screen, otherwise a little monster might decide to close the window again.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Lock the screen, lock and also encrypted. Don't forget presentation mode on. X screensaver.
Oh, yeah, you can have the screensaver on with presentation mode on, which is great. But it's annoying if someone forgets it on.
X screensaver. Settings. Screensaver. Lock screen. Okay, we are live. We are set. Let me say adios, amigos. I go for a walk. Are you recording a podcast?
Okay, amigos.
Fala, fala, creative.
Migos gang.
So, well, it's windy today. You hear that wind?
I can't hear it.
Good. So, tomorrow we're going to have a visit from the chickens.
That sounds nice.
I'm going to bring them over to the yard.
Last night, I did dishes by hand because my dishwasher just fucked up. Like, the plug was pulling up too much power.
Oh, God.
So now I got to use the cold setting on the dishwasher. And, like, it actually burned the socket. I mean,
you know what you got to do?
Like,
I know
it was
what you got to do.
One of them three-phase things.
I know what you got to do.
Big plug. What?
You got to go in to the filter in the bottom of the dishwasher and remove all the dead rats that are stuck down there.
Oh no, there ain't shit in there.
The humongous rats that are stuck in the dishwasher. You got to remove those. That's the problem.
No, because I actually rinse all the plates. And don't leave anything on the plate before putting them on in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. So they're actually like clean when they're in it. Yeah. So there's no trash. Who does that? You're breaking up, dude. Guess you're leaving the wife zone.
Hold on. I got to switch to a mobile network. Zone. The Wi-Fi. Hold on. Okay, we're
switching to signal.
My Wi-Fi signal is strong. I switch mobile.
But yeah, that was crazy, dude. Like the plug part, like two of the plug parts, they just like fused into the plug.
Oh my God!
So
how did that happen? It could burn down your whole place.
I guess it just pulled up too much power.
But
and
why?
The original guy who installed it didn't use a strong enough plug, I guess, for the three-phase connection.
God damn. Yeah, you don't want a fire in your restaurant. That could be deadly.
Yeah, and the dishwasher was pulling off too much power, so then, you know... It just went crazy.
Shit.
Smelled like burning plastic.
Well, inshallah, you survived.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's why I'm here.
That's good, man. Holy crap.
But I stayed up pretty late last night, and I was just listening to some Grimm stories. The Brothers Grimm stories.
Oh, that's scary shit.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, though. I listened to the... original Snow White story, and apparently she's not even called Snow White.
What's she called?
Snowdrop.
Snowdrop, huh?
Yeah.
I found a book with Turkish fairy tales.
What?
Yeah. In the little library. I haven't read it yet, but I have it on my list.
I guess they're not like the Grimm stories where everybody dies eventually.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, we could read one on the podcast.
All right.
So how you doing? Oh, I don't have my safety vest on, man. I should get right over here.
Doing good. Had some good friends over
for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice vibe. It was a good day. And then...
Well, if you have a restaurant, you're always going to have lots of friends. Huh?
Is married to someone who's a chef. Mm-hmm. They live in, Belgium or something.
What?
Yeah. And they got their own restaurant, but they're closed now, I guess.
Hmm.
And he came over and he, did the whole Gordon Ramsay spiel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because, we're in the middle of the day and, it's chaotic. When it's the middle of the work day.
Yeah, you're busy.
Oh, this is not cool, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, he comes into your place and tells you what to do.
Yeah.
Did you tell him to go sit down and order a beer?
No,
why don't you go there and sit down and order a beer?
Good point. But we're in the middle of the work day.
But it was kind of cool because it motivated my brother.
Oh, yeah?
To get off his butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I was like, thanks a lot, dude.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was like, fuck this guy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He was invading his territory?
Mm-hmm.
He was all up in his grill?
It was pretty funny.
That's funny.
You guys should do this and this. And we're like, well, we're doing this, which is still fine. You know?
Yeah.
But, the thing with some, professionals is that they want everybody to do things the way that they do things.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone does things different, and it's fine. You know?
I got some extra chicken food for my chicks. Let me feed them first.
Oh, you're feeding the chicks before leaving?
Yeah, I got a little bag of food for them, for the chicky chicks.
That's a good idea. Don't want them to go hungry. What you feeding them?
Oh, just chicken scraps. Let me see what I got here. Got orange peels, banana peels. They got coffee grinds. I'm on my
podcast.
I'll talk to you in a bit. I got I feed them gunpowder.
Gunpowder tea?
Gunpowder. So they can devour
it.
Don't you know that Biggie Smalls line? He's got his Rottweilers by the door. He feeds them gunpowder so they can devour. No, I just feed the chickens trash. That's all they get is trash.
Yeah, that's what everyone feeds their chickens. But you know what this guy had?
Mm-hmm.
I got this guy on Instagram who does Primal. And mm-hmm. apparently he went to a dumpster and he found a Coleman cooler full of rotting meat.
Rotting meat, yeah.
Yeah, and he let it out for five more days and it was just full of maggots.
Yeah.
That's the perfect chicken food.
Oh, I bet they loved it, huh?
Oh yeah, that's some good chickens.
Nice.
But it's a good idea, you know, if you want to get some chicken feed, just go mm-hmm. to a dumpster behind a supermarket or something.
Oh yeah. That's what I'll be doing next.
Pick up rotting flesh.
Yeah, that's going to be my next incarnation. First I have to get a pickup truck, okay?
so you'll become a being of light.
You know, I thought about that, but I'm also thinking that we only have two chickens left, first of all.
Yeah, that's not a lot of chickens. You need more, huh?
My dad said he's going to give us four chickens.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm going to tell you what I did in my yard. Hey, I got to tell you what I did. I took the, we dug up. Did I ever show you the raised beds we have?
From last year's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those.
6x8, 2x4, they're 6x8 rectangles. And they were stacked up too high.
Yep.
So I took one of them off. We had some unproductive beds that were, that didn't have enough sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
So we took off one of the two. So we have them. And then we have them. And then I dug up the ground about 2 feet. Removed all the grass. And then I put all the old sticks and the old compost that never finished. We threw it all into that hole. And then I covered it with good compost and with the dirt. So now we've got, we're going to have an amazing garden bed now with all the rotting wood and unfinished compost material. It's going to turn into a worm festival.
Did you try getting some IMOs?
What's that?
Indigenous microorganisms.
Oh, believe me, I've got so many indigenous microorganisms in there.
No, but like from the forest, like from your local forest, you can like go and dig up the duff.
Yeah.
And just put the black layer, which is a fungus.
Yeah.
In there. That's what they used to do in compost.
I have compost that's been there for 1 year, rotting.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. But I mean, the compost is from like probably from food and stuff.
It's from leaves and wood.
Oh, so that's pretty indigenous, I guess.
Believe me, we've got so many microorganisms in there, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, so you're doing that Korean natural farming.
I would say it's pretty damn natural.
Yeah, that sounds like you got it.
So we took these down. Yeah, we got it all under control right now. And I didn't have to buy any compost this year. I bought a little dirt, extra dirt, for topsoil. And I bought some composted cow manure.
Yeah, now that's the shit that you need.
But once I get a pick-em-up truck, I'll drive out to the horse farm. I'll get me some horse shit. And I'll compost that.
Yeah, it's even better.
Yeah.
I hear horse shit is
it's nice. The bomb.
Because cow shit has already been processed. They got four chambers. Horses well, so got horses. Less chambers, so I guess...
Horses got the same amount of chambers.
Four stomachs.
No?
No.
What?
It don't make as much milk as cows.
What?
I know that horses got a simpler stomach than cows.
I didn't know that.
That's why they got a fatter gut. They got a bigger gut. Yeah. So they do less fermentation, I guess.
We got some beautiful horses here.
They're closer to, whatchamacallit, sheep?
Deer.
Or deer.
Durr.
Yeah, durr.
Durr.
But cows are closer to the bison.
Yeah.
Probably just domesticated bisons, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
You betcha. Betcha. So I'm on, did I tell you I made some changes to my routine?
Oh, what's the changes?
Well, I calculated that you have 24 hours in a day, and I've been studying these mystic numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 is 12 times 2, right?
Yep.
And 12 is 6 times 2, right?
Yep.
And 6 is 3 times 2.
Yep.
So it's 3 times 2 times 2 times 2. Right?
Right.
So you have 3 parts of the day. You have 8 hours to sleep. You have 8 hours to work. And you have 8 hours free time.
Yeah.
But if I spend 4 hours a day walking and doing podcasts, that only gives me four hours with my family.
Yeah.
So I decided to reduce my walks to 1 hour.
I guess that's better. Get more fam time.
And also I get some more time on the computer to learn things.
Yeah.
So I'm working on Pi Game right now.
What's Pi Game?
It's like a super simple game library for Python.
Oh, I see. So you want to make some games?
I want to make a mathematics game.
What kind of mathematics game?
A mathematics game with finding prime numbers.
You need some ideas?
Well, sure, you got me.
How do you make it more fun? RPGs?
You blow things up.
Yeah, turn it into like an RPG with like prime numbers and like add meanings to it, like make it a story or some shit. Like,
yeah. Well, I was thinking you got like the different elements, like in, you know how in Minecraft you've got these different metals?
Yep.
Well, what if they were the prime numbers? Like diamond would be number 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the diamond pickaxe could be used, the number 7 pickaxe could be used to mine numbers that are multiple of 7.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so you could like just do it with numbers.
Yeah, you start with a simple wood pickaxe, which is the number 2, and you can mine a bunch of stuff, but it takes forever.
Yeah, but the 7 is like you could just make them levels or something.
Yeah, like levels. Mm-hmm. But they'll be prime number levels.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then you've got these huge numbers out in the wild that you have to crack open. You go mining for those, and they give you resources.
Yeah, so it could be like a point system mm-hmm. with prime mm-hmm. numbers.
That's right. That was one idea. And I had another idea of using a Rubik's Cube.
How do Rubik's Cubes work?
Well, a Rubik's Cube, it has 27... A cube has 3 times 3 cube has 27 parts, but the Rubik's Cube is missing the middle one, so it's got 26.
So it's 26, and that's a prime.
Well, it's not.
Oh, it's not a prime number?
Nope. But what is it? It's an, well, 27 is a 3 times 3 times 3. It's a cube. But yeah. There's 9 primes, including 1. There's 8 primes below 27. So, including the 1, you fill up one face of the Rubik's Cube. So I was thinking you'd have a challenge that you have to rotate the Rubik's Cube to get all the prime numbers on one side and get them in order.
I see.
I don't know if it would work or not.
That require a lot of playing, huh?
I thought it would be an interesting mathematical puzzle.
Yeah, it does sound interesting.
And I found all of these crazy, crazy things, like the prime number cross, the Maltese cross.
It's called the Maltese cross.
Yeah, and they said that.
Why am I thinking of a dog?
No, the Malteser. Anyway, there's all these crazy mystic number things on YouTube. People are all into number mysticism.
Yeah, I know. Especially musicians as well, for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Tool, they did like a Fibonacci song. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dad said you have to make louder dishes. He wants to hear more banging.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but it's kind of late.
Yeah.
So I don't want the neighbors to hear.
So anyway, so those are the things that I've been obsessed with recently. I've been watching these YouTube videos. Math Loguer.
Math Loguer?
Math Logger, his name is Math Logger. He's this German dude, and he makes the craziest YouTube videos on mathematics.
Well, like, what kind of shit?
Oh my god, it's crazy. Like, the craziest things you've ever seen. Like, he did the dark side of the Mandelbrot set.
Of the what?
Mandelbrot, chaos, the fractals.
Oh, the fractals.
But he showed what the dark side is. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Well, the dark side is the black side in the middle.
Yeah, like the black stuff you don't see. Like,
but it's actually, it actually has numbers in it.
Oh.
And it's got all the numbers in it, and it's really interesting. It's got even and odd numbers. It's got all those circles have different numbers to them. There's a whole pattern to it. It's really crazy.
I see. So that's like the pattern of like dark matter or something.
Or something. It's like, whoa, dude.
Look at this shit.
Whoa, dude. So I'm all into that right now. And I want to make a machine learning system that machine looks learning. For yeah, you know, machine learning, like neural networks.
Yep.
But I wanted to look for patterns, like visual patterns in numbers, because people, they spend all their time looking for these visual patterns.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we could train a computer to look for them.
Yeah, that'd be cooler.
And then we could find, like, visual patterns that no one ever found before. Like flowers and, like, bees and, like, I don't know, the Twin Towers, Queen Elizabeth.
Everything like, that's happening on Earth.
Like a picture of Jesus. Like, all of that's going to be... Imagine we're going to look in the numbers somewhere, we'll find a picture of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because the numbers are infinite, right?
Yep.
So if you search long enough, you'll find a picture of Jesus Christ in the numbers.
Yeah, or a Cheeto.
Or a Cheeto. But you won't find a picture of Muhammad. Because that's haram.
You can probably find...
Imagine that, the Muslims would go crazy. They'd have to destroy, they would cancel math because they found a picture of Muhammad in the numbers.
Find Hansel and Gretel.
Dude, just think about what would happen. They would take all the math books and burn them.
Yeah.
There would be a fatwa against the number.
Math is holy.
So, anyway, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, that sounds pretty exciting.
Super exciting. And then people are like, oh, Mike, why don't you... Someone wrote to me on one of these guys from the Telegram wrote to me. Did you hear something? I see kids playing. Oh, there's just kids playing.
I just hear dishes.
So someone wrote to me on Telegram. He's like, oh, we should do a stream of random podcast on homeschooling. And we should record your son in homeschool and all the subversive things that they're teaching him.
Yeah, that sounds interesting, actually.
And I'm like, yeah, but that's also kind of like a child that's like invading his privacy and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're not going to do
privacy invasive.
And there's already enough junk on the internet if you're interested in all the shit that they teach the kids. It's like, I don't need to record my son.
Yeah, there's already enough people doing that stuff.
Exactly.
It's way better not to get your kid involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you get a star kid.
And I don't want to have a fight against my
like
kid.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, don't get him involved. I want him to have a normal life, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to mess him up.
He wants to get involved, he'll get involved by himself.
When he's older.
Yeah.
Right now, the only thing that concerns him is if he's going to... He got himself a battle pass for Fortnite. Because he's been doing his homework on time.
Yeah, that's reward enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want him to have, like, narcissistic reward. You know?
Okay.
Like a lot of these online star kids on YouTube.
Yeah. With the Lambos, Ryan, and then they turn into drug addicts later.
Yep.
Like, what's in...
Sorry.
Yeah. Look at that full... It's almost a full moon.
Oh, yeah, it's getting closer, huh?
Yeah.
Last time we talked, it was the crescent.
This is going to be 293, the episode. Is it windy enough or what?
It is pretty windy.
You hear that wind?
Not windy enough.
You hear that wind?
Yeah, I hear it.
293.
Ambient noise is on par with Stream of Random Standards.
So the last episode, 292, was the sum of two primes, and that it had the binary digits 100, 100, 100, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, so it had all of them 100.
It had 100, 100, 100, so 100, 100, 100 as its binary number.
It means keeping it 100.
100.
Keeping it 100, man.
So I want to see if I could set up a... I'll tell you about that offline. We have to practice operational security here on the Stream of Random.
Yeah, it's been topic talked about since the beginning, huh?
Operational security. So what's up with Mr. Beanie over there?
Guess they're already starting to fire the old people.
Oh, yeah?
And getting in the new people.
Cleaning
house? The old, in with the new.
All right.
Got a clean house.
All right.
And the people are happy. That's as good as long as the people are happy. Because now there's people who say, dude, I'm the people. So. That's good, I guess.
So they said that they're going to have a vote. So he's been confirmed into office. Everything's all good.
Yep. Oh, he wrote a letter to the EU, I guess.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
Saying, come on, hurry up. We want to be part of the EU.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's some car coming. I should get out of here.
I don't know about the EU, man.
Well, the EU is going to take all your shit, mess everything up.
Yeah. But it's they're like gonna be an like, old dream.
And plus, who's left in the EU? Plus, who's left in the EU?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you want us to join when all the shit countries are left in the EU?
Yeah. When is Kazakhstan going to join the EU? That's what I want to know.
Are they in Europe?
Does it matter?
Yeah, does it matter? I mean, Israel is in Eurovision.
Hey, listen, speaking about Kazakhstan, we have been following this new Azerbaijani lady, her family, on YouTube. If you look up, like, My Rural Life, My Rural Life.
Where she makes burgers and stuff?
Yeah.
With her husband?
Yeah, and he's always cutting wood. And they have a dog.
Yeah, I saw that, dude.
Did I send that to you or what?
Sits on the roof.
Yeah.
No, I found it on YouTube.
That's
randomly.
The bomb. It's the bomb.
Yeah, those burgers look bomb. And she like ground them up by hand.
Oh, with, man. Like, and then I've been watching this Russian guy, Webspoon. Have you seen Webspoon?
What's Webspoon?
Look him up. He's the most amazing Russian cook.
Oh,
it's so great. And he doesn't say shit. You know how the Americans always like talk.
Yeah, it's like that Azerbaijan lady. She doesn't
the Azerbaijan,
say shit.
She just mumbles like one word in the whole thing.
Yeah.
She's like my wife. She's like, I don't speak because there's nothing to say.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be like that too, man.
Oh yeah, to be the silent type.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't have shit to say, why should I talk? Because then when I start talking, I can't stop talking.
Damn.
And then I spot out some nonsense.
Yeah. Stream
better
of random,
just
baby.
Be the silent type.
Stream oh random.
But this is where I say shit.
Well, you get to you have an outlet now, at least.
Yeah, you so save when it you all got up. An outlet. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm not trying to say as much shit. So when there's shit to say, I can say shit.
Yeah.
Not say shit that's not meant to be said.
So the Azerbaijan lady, she's great. And those people in Azerbaijan, they're called Caucasus Albanians.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they're an ancient people, the Caucasus Albanians.
Are they Albanians?
I don't know, dude. But that lady looks like she could be Albanian, all right.
Yeah, it did look like people from the countryside here.
Exactly.
Oh, so my cheese is here.
Oh, nice.
Country cheese.
Country cheese.
It's amazing, dude. I'm not eating anything but cheese, butter, and fruit.
Oh, and the Russian dude, you know what he did? He's like, don't buy butter anymore. Just buy cream.
Yeah. You can make your own butter.
Yeah, and he made his own butter. Then you have buttermilk as well.
Yeah, but the thing here is they're not selling me cream. So I gotta find someone who'll sell me cream.
Yeah.
Because they take, like, the milk they're keeping place.
They're keeping all the cream for themselves, huh?
Yeah, well, they put it in the milk. I mean, there's cream in the milk.
But they
steal
it.
They sell the milk with the cream.
Yeah, but they probably but
yeah,
steal
they
some
probably,
of the cream.
They probably keep some for themselves. That's where they get the butter from.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh my God, listen to that horn.
That's a choo-choo.
Woo! You know that No Agenda Show clip?
With the horn?
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, listen to that horn! Woo!
I haven't heard No Agenda in a minute.
Oh man, it's my only sanity, let me tell you. But I found some cool podcasts. Show. I found some awesome daily podcasts. I'm all up to level to letter V.
Letter V?
Letter V. I'm up to letter V. I'm up to Radio Utah.
Radio Utah?
Yeah, I'm listening to the Utah news right now.
Shit. That's rad.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm going to have all the letters done. And then I'm going to start classifying all these daily shows by category.
Tell me and when you're in W. Own, Radio I'm have my Wisconsin.
Own, my own website. It's going to be called, like, Daily Radio Picks or some shit like that.
The Radio Man. Radio Selector.
The Radio Selector.
Do you want to hear some good radio?
Yeah.
You know where to go. Heard it all.
And I found all types of music podcasts. And I found all types of I'm removing all the sports and all the religious stuff. But I did find this one Indian guy doing his podcast. I can't hardly understand. I mean, it's in English though, so I left it. But I can't hardly understand a word he's saying. But I think it's important that people learn to understand Indian people when they speak English.
Yeah.
It's an important skill. Well, it's an important life skill. It's an important life skill.
Actually, I'm good with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I know what they mean, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it. I used to, like, watch some, like, biology videos.
Oh yeah, on the YouTubes, or math videos, or computer videos.
Math videos, computer videos.
Like anything that's interesting videos.
And it's great. Like you learn so much shit from them.
Yeah.
Because they actually study it.
Yeah, that's true.
Study hard.
Study hard.
Play hard.
So I have a learning Chinese podcast.
So you're trying to learn Chinese?
No, I'm indexing all the podcasts that are daily, that produce one episode a day.
Oh, I see. So there's a daily Chinese podcast?
There's a daily Chinese podcast. And I've got New Zealand, Australia. Oh, I got a Papua New Guinea. And I've got one from Hong Kong. Man, the shit that's happening in Hong Kong is off the hook. Dude, are you there? Shit. Oh. Said a bad word. Here, Reed is on mute. I guess he had someone come in. Well, I'll just talk. Talk.
Why did I get muted?
Talk.
How did I get muted?
I don't know. I hear you great.
Yeah, I was muted for some reason.
Shit. And
got him.
So your brother's all motivated now. He got some he was challenged.
Well, he was, and now he's not anymore.
Yeah.
Just lasted a day.
Yeah. Damn.
But it's fine.
You know, it's got to be hard to be like a kid who's never left home and always had to work in the family restaurant.
Definitely, it's
and your only escape is some virtual world.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people like that.
We went to some Albanian restaurant in Philadelphia, and this girl sitting there at the counter, and she's just playing with her phone, totally disinterested in serving the customer or anything. And it's like, I see, you must be the slave daughter. You know?
Yep.
I had to think of you.
But I know that's also in, like, Greek restaurants, Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
Any other family biz.
It's like, if you cannot enslave your children into work, what good are they? Why should you have 10 of them?
Yeah, but it's like the system that's the way, that's that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the Industrial Revolution.
Well, probably even before.
Yeah. At least they're not stuck in a barn.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the same thing, just as being stuck in the countryside in a barn. Mm-hmm. But you get way more social interaction.
Yeah.
And you get the intel.
So what's the intel?
What's the intel? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Guess there's a lot of intel.
But
if
you're not
privileged. I told you, I'd have to.
You know.
Eradicate. No. Maybe eradicate you, huh?
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, don't tell me then. I don't want to know.
That's a great word, eradicate. If I told you, I'd had to eradicate you.
Eradicate.
Had to get rid of you.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. There's none of that kind of information.
No, never any of that kind of information.
The usual gossip and memes. Yeah. Local memes.
Oh, yeah.
Which no one gets but the local people. I guess that's a cool thing about restaurants. You know, they got their own cultures, man.
That's right. They are the culture.
Every workplace has its own culture.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there's no cultures in the fridge, it's fine.
So, I've been listening to all these different local radio stations. Do you ever listen to shortwave radio?
Like radio?
Yeah, like ham radio or like
AM, FM.
Well, there's AM, there's FM, and then there's like other bands for like special purpose.
I used to listen to a lot of FM radio.
Well, there's these websites. There's these things called software-defined radios.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these websites. There's hundreds of these websites where you can that are hooked up to these radios. Where you could tune in to any station at all over the world.
Oh, I see.
So you can go to Alaska and listen to the radio in Alaska. But it's not just AM and FM.
To my hometown radio.
Yeah, you can go and listen to your hometown radio. You can listen to, like, people talking to each other, like ham radio operators and crazy shit. Yeah. It's the weirdest trip.
That does sound weird.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have that flying sensation when you're like on the internet? It's like you're flying to another place.
Yeah, surfing.
Yeah? Like that mental feeling that you're traveling?
Yeah, I've had that.
Is that or ASMR? Like,
when I was on like Facebook and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, I'm changing. I'm teleporting my brain.
Yeah, I'm teleporting my brain, exactly. I had that when I was on the radio, too, when I was playing with those radio systems.
Shit.
And I'm having that with mathematics, where I'm actually sending my mind, and there's this whole thing that I found with mathematics.
What'd you find?
Well, it defines how people think. You know how they say the language limits how you can think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mathematics is the first language.
Yeah, so it limits.
It allows you to think at higher or different levels, and also have self-confidence.
Hmm.
It's like jiu-jitsu gives the kids self-confidence, or karate.
Yeah.
Well, learning mathematics gives you self-confidence.
Yeah, that's true.
Gives you new ways to think about
it. Are pretty self-confident.
Hmm. Well, do they have godfidence?
Not as much. I've noticed, not so much.
Bah, bah, bah.
It's all about the godfidence.
Gotta have godfidence. So I wrote to Anchor FM.
Mathematics is that.
I wrote to Anchor FM and was complaining that their search engine doesn't work.
And what did they say?
Well, first of all, the guy told me to go to hell. And then I challenged him. I said, well, you know, the standard first level support. They're like, you stupid user, right?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you question us?
Oh, my God.
So then I wrote to the, I wrote him back. I said, just take this user here and try and find him on your system. And like a week later, some other dude, Ezra, is like, yeah, we fixed the back end for that user. And I'm like, dude, there's hundreds of users that are broken like this. I said, why don't you give me an EC2 instance and an API key, and I'll test all of it for you.
And what did they say?
They haven't responded yet. But I would laugh my ass off if they did that.
Why? Because then you'd have access to all their users?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking that it's one of those over-the-top things. Having too much overconfidence.
Over the top.
It was definitely over-the-top to do that.
Over-the-top to do that? Or what they did?
For me, I was over the top.
Yeah, I guess they're probably talking about you now.
Yeah, they're like, this fucking guy. Anyway.
He asked for our API key, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe it's funny if more people message them the same thing and then they make it an issue.
Well, eventually I'll look into it deeper. I don't even know why I'm doing this. It's just totally random.
Yeah, that sounds pretty random.
Totally random. And that's the thing, that's what I'm trying to say, is that mathematics leads people's lives. And I've always been so random. And now I'm starting to see how people are just following formulas now.
Yeah, following formulas.
Yeah, they're not always as random as I am.
Yeah, just follow the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if something changes, they get confused.
They're following a formula.
They're running algorithms.
Yeah, exactly. In the Matrix.
Maybe they're just pawns of the Matrix.
Uh-oh, maybe they're NPCs.
Probably NPCs. Isn't everybody an NPC?
No. Not everyone's an NPC.
Well, I guess you're only played by the person you are. So, yeah, I guess that doesn't make you an NPC, but
Well, I guess you would be an NPC in someone else's film when they're sitting in your restaurant and you're just the dude that brings them the fish. In that case, then you're an NPC.
Yeah, or if you're working for a company and you're doing the work and you're just an NPC.
I guess so.
But not really.
Depends.
You are and you aren't. Everybody is an NPC, but they're not.
Everybody's NPC, but they're not.
Or are they?
Dude, I sent this video. I sent this audio clip from the No Agenda show, which is the Vaccine Day musical.
There's a Vaccine Day musical?
Yeah.
Oh. Great.
It's the most cringiest shit ever.
Well, you know about the donuts.
Yes, they covered the donuts. But the vaccine.
Donut?
Yeah. Joey Diaz. You know Joey Diaz?
Yep.
He's like, those fucking donuts, they're going to be like 2 days old. That's the shit they give to homeless people. And they're making a big deal about that. I can't believe it.
Dude, Johnny D is...
he's so rude.
He's the best NPC.
He's the worst. You gotta listen to his last show, though.
He's an NPC, though.
I don't know.
Because no one can play that character.
Oh, my God. He's pretty freaking hilarious.
That would make a great conspiracy theory. There's people and there's NPCs.
Yeah. It is. It's like the Matrix.
So how do you find out if someone's an NPC or not?
Yeah. Well, first of all, how do you find out if you're real or not? Now,
well,
hey,
dude.
Did I ever talk to you about quantum shit?
Yeah, we did cover it a little bit.
Did I tell you my idea about the parallel universes?
We haven't talked about that yet.
Well, I was watching this PBS documentary on parallel universes collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going on and on and on about parallel universes collapsing, and they're talking about two different people, and all I want to say is that we could be living in parallel universes and experience the collapse as just switching or picking.
One.
You're just picking one of the parallel universes. It appears that it's collapsing, but it's not. The other ones aren't collapsing. You're just excluding them. You're just choosing not to be in one of them.
Yeah, I've thought about that, actually.
Yeah?
During my musings.
And then they just continue in parallel.
Yeah, they're not breaking down. They're just happening all at the same time. It's like...
Exactly.
Like with eating raw food, you know? Many people are like, oh, shit, dude, this shit is like... gonna kill you, yada yada.
Uh-huh.
Don't do it, and then you do it, and then you enter that parallel universe, and then you're all fine.
Yeah. Well, this is this whole thing with the COVID stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to talk about COVID anymore, but I have to say that people are saying the craziest shit to me about COVID and the virus and the vaccine, and it just all makes no sense at all.
Oh, like what kind of shit?
Well, the one guy's like, oh, well, I want to take the vaccine because in case I get the virus, I have a 95% chance of surviving it. And it's like, dude, you're 26 years old, living in New Jersey. The chances of you surviving are like 99%.
Yeah.
So what do you need the vaccine for? Oh, well, I won't give it to anyone. It's like, yes, you will. It doesn't protect anyone. You're still going to carry it. It doesn't actually get rid of, it's not even a vaccine. It doesn't even get rid of the COVID. And they're like, obviously you're a racist. No, and it's like, obviously you're a racist.
And you're an NPC.
It's really bad, man. People are so scared that they'll do anything and everything. And also now, I know why YouTube is censoring everybody.
Why?
Because now YouTube is full of pharmaceutical advertising.
Yeah, now they're even making a pill against COVID.
Yeah, they're going to have the pill.
Did you pop your COVID pill?
And then they're going to advertise it on YouTube, and you can't say nothing against it. You can't say anything on YouTube because the advertisers don't like it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, that's the thing I wanted to just say today because...
Full of fad.
It just makes me upset. It's making me upset.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's a whole parallel universe. The whole
And you're telling me about they're eating raw meat. I'm like, why don't you just kill me right now with a fucking COVID and get it over with?
Yeah, right?
You know? That's my attitude right now. It's like, kill me now.
But it's not working.
Yeah, exactly. It's not working. It's like that dude with a sword hanging over his head.
What's that one?
Well, there's this king, Democles. And he was... This is the story I remember. I don't know if it's the exact story. But he was doing all these bad things. He was like, you know, raping, pillaging, killing everyone. Being like a bad dictator. And everyone's like, oh, you're so bad. God's going to punish you. So he hung this sword on a string over his head. And he said, if God wants to kill me, he'll break the string. And then he continued to kill and rape and pillage.
Oh.
You know? He's like, okay, God, here's your chance. Kill me.
Sounds like stories straight out of anime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, give us an anime update. We forgot to ask.
Well, I've been reading this manga lately because there's no more anime of that thing.
What?
So,
have you discovered those horrible Japanese animes where they have the demons with these huge tentacles that destroy Tokyo and shit? The Legends of the Overfiend. Have you ever watched that? The Legend of the Overfiend?
Nope.
That's some nasty stuff.
Shit, that sounds like it's nasty.
It's super, super nasty. Horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible stuff.
But the nastiest one I've seen was the Berserk anime.
Uh-huh, Berserker?
Which is, yeah, it's about this guy called Guts, and he's like, he's basically the Berserker.
Mm-hmm.
And he fights for this band of brothers, and then it turns out the band of brothers is evil.
Oh, no.
And then they kill everybody.
Oh, no.
Literally everybody.
Oh, man.
But Guts survives. But he loses, like, one eye or something.
Dude, is this windy enough here, or what?
Yeah, it's pretty windy, but you got noise-cancellation headphones, which is great, because it's just a slight wind.
Well, I've got this thing, this foam thing over the microphone.
This sounds great.
I got this foam thing over the microphone.
Yeah, that wind is great.
So you got the Berserker, and he lost an eye. He's like Odin or something.
Yeah, and then the bad guy, he turns into like all these demons and shit. Oh, shit, it's really disgusting.
Ooh, hold on.
And then there's Guts flying all around.
Okay.
And then he impregnates the lady that Guts is trying to save.
Uh-oh.
And then she loses her mind, so she's like
now
basically
impregnated.
A vegetable.
Is this like violence against
not
women
sexually,
impregnating?
Hmm? More like demonic impregnation.
Oh no, the demon seed.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Demon seed action.
Oh my god.
It's pretty horrid.
So that's the one you watched. But what are you reading now?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh yeah.
This one with like the sorcerers.
Uh-huh.
And their special abilities and stuff.
Well, we got some Pokemon. And they're from left to right. Or right to left. You read them backwards.
Yes, the mangas.
Yeah, they're also backwards.
Left to right. Well, right to left.
Right to left, yeah.
Might have cut my finger.
Damn.
Maybe not, because I'm wearing gloves.
Good.
So you never know. Can you
I'm heading back now.
With the glove on. Didn't cut it.
Good.
Yes.
I'm on my way home now.
Oh, that's great. I'm getting ahead on these dishes. I got like forks and knives left and pans.
Pans.
Lots of pans.
Lots of pans. Well, how do you read mangas while you're doing dishes? I don't understand.
Oh, I'm not doing it while I'm doing dishes. Just
what are you doing while you're doing dishes then?
On the off time. Well, listening to like LibriVox.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, LibriVox is great. You can just read any book.
Yeah.
And
except the people speaking are the worst.
Yeah, the ones with the Grimm story one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good recording. So I don't know. I mean, some might be bad. Like, I listened to Boccaccio's Decameron, which is about a quarantine.
Uh-huh.
Some great stories, but the lady that reads it has, like, an Italian accent or French or something.
Yeah. Some annoying accent.
So sometimes you're trying to make out what she's trying to say.
Hmm.
And just the worst.
The worst.
Oh shit, not a good idea. See, MasterChef came over, he gave us some ideas on how to store things.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out it's not such a good idea.
Because
I just spilled everything over it.
Oh god. Tell him to go back home.
Yeah.
Oh, I say you're like, building the wall?
Your plan sucks.
I'm building a wall.
You're building a wall?
Yeah, my neighbor's getting on my nerves.
Oh, that's great. Gotta be more Albanian. Gotta build walls.
I'll put some broken glass on top of it, too. Just to show my mean business.
Dude, it's so funny over here, like, there's walls everywhere. Like, every house has a wall.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good for privacy.
Yeah. The old kula.
Yeah, why don't people build walls in the U.S.?
Well,
you know,
because, you see, this is a whole cultural thing, right?
Yeah.
The Albanian wall system, I guess, is like old school.
Warring states.
Yeah. And then here, it's like British garden or British. Is this whole British culture thing of having a garden, having a lawn and a British garden, and it really is horrible.
Yeah, I mean, and people here have lawns.
But they want to show, see, they want to show the garden the neighbors, and you want to think that you're in an English country club. That's...
Oh, I see.
Right?
So I had someone say that it's like a Norwegian thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, U.S. architecture is based on Norway architecture.
Okay.
But,
well, they say...
Yeah, lawns, I mean, Norway too, but well, Britain.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Norwegians, British, Vikings, Anglo-Saxons.
Yeah, I mean, the Brits are more Viking violent, than...
Violent people in boats, let's put it that way, going around taking over the world.
They don't need no lawns. They don't need no fences.
Or fortresses. They just show up in their boat and start hacking people apart with their axes.
Yeah, they're not landlocked, so it's fine.
And then they just burn everything down.
Hack, hack, hack. Burn, burn, burn.
Yeah.
Hack a burn.
Hack a burn. Hack a day.
That's probably an English last name. Hack a burn.
Hack a burn. Hack a burn.
A hack a burn tribe.
Oh, I was called a racist for saying that that the English monarchy is white supremacist.
Whoa. Who did that?
Someone who I can't name.
On the internet?
Yeah, on the Telegram. People who have knowledge of the situation.
Who have bad, people with insight.
People with insight who have a bad attitude and don't listen to the show.
With understanding.
Yeah, they listen to the show for about 10 minutes and then they find the first thing that upsets them, they start screaming at me and they hang up.
Yeah, it's like the best people for tech support.
How may I, yes. Welcome to Mike's Tech Support. How may I disconnect you?
Well, you'll probably get disconnected right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually nice to tech support. But isn't it funny, like, how some people are so rude to tech support?
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? The people who call me are also rude. This guy calls me up. I get this phone call, like, oh, blah, 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 insurance. So I always hit one, right? Whenever I get these calls. So I hit one. I get this guy with a New Jersey accent. So I'm like, hey, how you doing? He's like, I'm doing good. I'm like, hey, listen, Tom, can you please take me off the list? And he just hangs up on me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Jersey guys in tech support.
Well, on the phone spam line, I'm like, how could you be someone who speaks English on a phone spam line? You're overqualified. Can't they find someone who could barely speak English to do this job?
Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah.
But they're getting smarter. Probably watching more movies, huh?
Well, imagine once they have that voice changer that can remove the accent.
You think machine they'll learning? Have that?
Hmm?
Oh, yeah, machine learning.
The machine learning voice changer that can turn anybody into a fluent English speaker.
Yeah.
Then it'll be the worst. It'll be horrible. It'll be the spam again.
People will get duped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess more people get duped that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, back in the day, people were like, oh, I'm nice to foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll help this guy out. Or when they get calls from, like, Indian scammers, they'd be like, yeah, he's from India. They're harmless.
Yeah.
And then they get duped. Usually old people getting duped.
And they're so malicious, too, these guys.
Yeah, they're like, they're full of malice, dude.
They are. They're full of malice.
They're haters.
They are. So
I've seen this YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he like pranks them.
Yeah.
He does an old lady's voice.
Yeah.
What was his name? I forgot his name.
There's some really great ones. The TED Talk where he goes and he meets with a guy. He responds to all the spam. And he's going on for like months and months and months for this guy.
he went and met the guy?
Yeah. You don't know that one?
What happened then?
Look up TED Talk when I responded to a spammer.
Yeah, he dragged it on for a year.
Hmm?
I think there was one that actually helped the guy, but in like a different way,
mm-hmm.
and got him off of spamming.
Yeah, rehabilitated him.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He adopted him and brought him to the country, to America, and gave him a car.
Oh, is that what the guy did?
No, I'm just making that up.
Oh, I see. Good one.
Yeah. Adoptaspammer.com. You can adopt a spammer from a third world country.
.com.
Yeah.
Are you tired of getting spammed by third world country people? Why don't adopt a spammer?
Get them off the street.
Zero, null, null. Adopt a spammer. 354-888.
Oh, yeah, Jiro. Jiro. Jiro.
Yeah, I've been called Jiro.
Jiro.
A couple times.
Well, yeah, what is that?
Jiro.
Wasn't it the silent H? Or the, some people drop the H, so you're just
Arrow. Yeah, some turn the H into a Z.
Oh, yeah?
Then you get zero.
Zero.
Xero.
Xero.
I'm not Latin, dude. I'm not Latin. But why do you talk so slow? Because I do. Because I'm a mellow guy.
5 minutes to home.
Countdown.
How's your dishes doing?
So you're doing an hour?
Hmm?
You're doing an hour podcast now?
Well, I'm just doing an hour walk in the morning. I'm not doing more than that. I'm not doing 2 hours or 3 hours.
Yeah, that's good.
Or 4 hours. Plus, I'm doing gardening now. So I'm digging. I'm taking the time in the morning, and I'm digging my wall.
Yeah, got to start somewhere.
I dug a 3-foot hole for a post. We measured it out. We need 25 posts.
25 posts?
25 posts, 3 feet deep. So I'm going to be digging for the next 2 months.
Oh, good. 3 feet is good enough.
I'm going to make this strong because my neighbor, he made a wall and the freaking thing fell over. And it was super embarrassing.
Yeah, you're like, you are an embarrassment to our neighborhood.
You are an embarrassment. No good.
That would happen over here.
Huh?
That would happen over here.
What? They would kick you out of the town if your wall fell over?
Yeah. Like, how are you going to protect yourself from the invasion?
From invading hordes.
You know, when the fiends come marching in, what are you going to do?
The Huns.
The Huns.
The Huns. The Huns.
Yeah, I guess that's probably where it may have started.
The Mongol hordes.
The hordes would come in and they're like, okay, we need walls.
Yeah.
What can you build walls
We need
out
lots of walls. Mud. We need walls on the outside. We need walls on the inside.
Yeah, I know, like, some really old houses here, they mm-hmm. got, like, mud walls. Literally, they're made up of mud.
Well, dude, they've got the cow shit walls.
Yeah, it's probably dung in there, too, huh?
Yeah, it's cow poop walls. We saw that in that little town in Dragaš, in Brod. Remember Talwand? Yeah, and then they did that mapping. They did that map quest to Brod.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Now they it's had such a big ass tourist spot.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah. Good food.
Uh huh.
Nice people.
Well, Ariana's looking to buy some land up there in Dragaš.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard something about that.
We're going to be...
But it's kind of far off, huh?
Well, that's the point. That way no one's going to come visit you for lunch.
Yeah, that's good. You'll save up on coffee.
They won't be invading.
You'll keep your cookies.
They're going to be like, here's an unannounced visit.
You have an unannounced visitor.
Now, how many?
What's your next move?
Yeah, how many? Yeah, exactly. Get out the coffee.
Pull out the AK. Bring out the coffee.
So, what's up with Ramos?
I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
No intel.
No intel. Well, Joe Biden fell up the stairs. You saw that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Last age, I guess.
Yeah.
Hiccup.
So how many dishes you got left?
Pretty much done with dishes. Now it's just random shit.
All right.
And forks. And pans.
You know the story about the Italian who went to Malta?
Mm-hmm.
I want a fork on the table.
What do you mean you want a fork on the table?
Everybody wants the fork on the table.
But you can't fork on the table.
You better not fork on the table, you son of a bitch.
Son of the beach.
I don't even know the girl. She calls me son of a bitch.
I want a sheet on my bed.
I want the two sheets on my bed.
Crazy Italians.
I want a two-piece.
Of bread. On my bread.
I want a two-piece on my plate.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't piece on the plate. The plate don't call the piece.
All right. I made
better
it
better not piece on the plate.
You better not piece. All right. Let's check our status.
Check the status.
Say a prayer to the gods of podcasting.
We're here for a pint and a prayer. You ever seen that show, Pint and a Prayer?
No.
It's like from a UK comedy show. Go to the Hadron Collider.
Oh, the Haldron? Well, that's the white people. The white people are trying to open a portal to the white folks trying to open up a portal.
They're trying to open up a portal to Narnia. Or somewhere.
Narnia. There you go. So let's read up on the year of 293, which is today's podcast. Hold on.
Yeah, I gotta boil some water. Jeez. The boiler's not keeping up.
You don't have a...
I have the espresso machine, but it's off, and there's no water in it.
293. Okay, so 293 is the year of the consulship of Valerius and Valerius. So March 1st, Emperors Diocletian and Maximian.
Maximian.
Oh, this is the beginning of the tetrarchy, the four rulers of the world. So there's four tetrarchs, okay? We
have no idea.
Yeah, the four rulers, okay? So here we go. We got Nicomedia, which is northwestern Asian Minor, so that's northwestern Turkey, right? then Mediolanum, near Milan, becomes the capital of... Okay, so you got Diocletian, you got Maximian, and then you got Trier, Augusta Trevorium, is Trier in Germany, becomes the capital of Constantinus Chloros, and Sirmium, Serbia, on the Danube border, becomes the capital of Galerius. So you have the four kingdoms.
I had no idea about the four kingdoms.
That's right. Well, this was in the year 293. And Diocletian's palace is built in a small bay on the Dalmatian coast, 4 miles from Salona, today Split, Croatia.
It used to be called Salona?
Salona.
Zalona.
Salona was an ancient city in the capital of the Roman province of Dalmatia. And the Salonians were part of the Illyrians.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah. So that's the story of... here's the four tetrarchs. There we go. The four kings. Let me copy this image. That's a great picture. I think we're going to use that for today's episode. Because we learn something every day.
And learn then, something every day.
I'm going to look up the 293 number. Oh, it's a prime number. 293 is a prime number.
Things.
Today's a prime day.
You know these butane things for making Turkish coffee?
Yes.
The stoves, tiny camping stoves.
Mm-hmm.
They're great, dude.
That's
why everyone over here has them. Boils water so fast.
Yeah, we have this thing. Uh-oh. This podcast number divided by 3 is 97.666.
Uh-oh.
I'm just looking through for any other patterns. So what was I going to say? There's this thing called a Zoirushi, which is like this water boiler that we have. And it keeps the water hot, and you can just press a button, and it comes out boiled.
Mm-hmm.
And we use it all day long for making tea or coffee, because it's already boiling. So you just put that in the espresso machine, you've got coffee in it in a second.
Yeah, well, I got an espresso machine. When it's on, it always has hot water.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it's boiling.
Awesome.
All the damn time. But I'm just... using hot water right now so I can dissolve some butter off of some dishes.
Pork, I got you.
Because it was dipped in butter.
Butter.
But yeah, you butter could use some boiling water. Best thing, dude. Like, I got a lot of clients who just love the bread.
Oh, yeah?
I make like my bread with, like, liquid kaimak. Kaimak. Like cream.
Oh, that's good. But yeah.
Almost butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just leaves, like, little black dots on the bread. So it's crispy on the outside, but it's yummy. Soft. They're like soft breadsticks.
Nice.
Because, like, you don't want to break your teeth on breadsticks.
And then you serve that with butter?
Yeah, like, one night we ran out of breadsticks. This guy got so pissed, dude.
He's like, I only came here for the fucking breadsticks.
They just up and left. Because everyone else had breadsticks.
He was jelly?
Like, why don't we have breadsticks? And I'm like, we're
did he
out,
kick the
dude,
table
sorry.
Over? Hey, no. Are your tables bulletproof, by the way?
No.
No? That could be
don't
like a feature of your
anymore.
Restaurant.
Yeah, then it'd be trouble.
I got bulletproof tables.
They got bulletproof tables, man.
Oh, man. So we did our...
We'd have all the cowboys coming over.
Oh, my God. So we got the number. Now another thing that I always do... is the spook function.
What's the spook function?
Here we go. Croatian nuclear FBI colonel, plutonium, Ortega, Waco, Texas, Panama, CIA, DES, Jihad, fissionable, quiche, terrorist, World Trade Center, assassination, DES, NORAD, Delta Force, Waco, Texas, SDI, explosion, Serbian, Panama, Uzi, Fort Meade, SEAL Team 6, Honduras, PLO, NSA, strategic supercomputer, 400 million in gold bullion, treasury, domestic, disruption, class struggle. How's that?
That's great.
Yeah.
So I'll throw everybody off.
That'll get us some extra listeners. So these are some things
like it's like the thing going up in the end. It's how you get all the listeners.
Yeah.
It's like a prayer, dude.
So now we're going to read some... letters from our listeners.
Letters from our listeners.
Hold on.
Time for the hate mail.
So my son and Austin and I were listening to the Stream of Random on our way home from Cub Scouts last night, and your show came on. I said, I bet you'll like this show. Listen to the words. And as soon as Chicken Jar started talking, I started cringing, and it was the worst show ever. It completely took me by surprise. Can you please keep Chicken Jar off the show and provide us with good, clean entertainment? Thank you, Jason. Boy, that's a nasty letter.
Great letter.
Okay, here's another letter from our listener. I listen to the Stream of Random on my way to and from work each morning. Helps keep my head and heart in the right place as I prepare for the day, and I'm ready to relax after my work is done. Thank you, Sherry. Oh, that's a nice letter.
Yeah, that's a nice letter. Thank you, Sherry. Okay. Well, we got to thank the previous guy as well.
Your station is the best and has been a blessing to our family. In 1990, my husband and I and our son first turned our lives over to Jesus. I turned onto your Stream of Random the first day of your broadcast, and I found the message that went with our new walk in life. So every day we listen and celebrate with you, with God. Thanks to the Stream of Random for caring.
Deborah. All I want to do is praise him.
You getting comments?
No, we're making random listener, fake listener letters. That's part of our show. Fake feedback from fake listeners.
Shh, don't tell them. It's fake.
So Ariana is here. She wants to say something.
I think that's fine.
You want to play some music?
Oh.
Live and direct.
Are you here for a pint and a prayer?
A pint and a prayer. Okay, listen, Chicken Jar, I'm going to call it.
All right, call it.
Call it. I'm calling it. This is Hacker Mike out.
Chicken Jar out.
Have a great one.
With the hate mail.
See you in the next episode. Hey, listen, I normally get all the hate, so you got a hate mail too today, okay?
Yeah, of course. I needed some.
Don't take it too personally, okay?
I'm taking fake hate mail personally.
You're gonna stay up all night thinking about that, huh?
Yeah, that guy, dude. That guy.
Shit. All right, see ya.
Unsubscribe now.
Rage, unsubscribe.
Bye, dude. Later.
Okay, bye.
And go.
I just came out of internment camp in North Korea, and I have been in there with 20 friends. And during our slave labor time, they make us listen to this American show called Extreme of a Random. And 19 of my friends died. 4 of them pluck out their eyes. 1 of them run in front of the truck. And 3 of them drowned. And the rest, they all kill themselves. Oh, I only survivor. I ran away from North Korea. Now, I listen to this show. And I make my son listen to it. But he dead now, too. Because he hang himself after listen. But I still listen, and I get more victims that way.
Thank you,
Stream of Random.
Thank you, listener. Thank you very much.
Okay. That was Sean.
Oh, hold on. Who was that again?
Sean Shaw.
From North Korea.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
We have some great listeners, actually, and I want to thank each and every one of our listeners. And you know, the great thing about our listeners is no matter how much we abuse them, they still stay with us. We're in like an abusive relationship.
Yeah, I mean, we saved this guy from torture in North Korea.
We were part of his torture in North Korea.
He found the best to run away from an internment camp.
This, he wouldn't listen to us.
I thought
that's
we were part
really
of his
motivating.
Torture. I thought we
well,
were part,
we were
of, his
part
torture.
Of the torture. But yeah. You know how the Stockholm Syndrome works.
It is. It's Stockholm Syndrome now.
He got to love it.
Now he can't live without it.
Now he can't live without it.
Okay.
And he finds
for that
more
matter.
Victims. I mean, listeners.
Listeners. Well, you think about that, and then we'll see you in the next episode, dude.
All right, dude. See you on the next episode.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.